Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to ASV Puncture Free Tyres, the safer, smarter choice.
The big feature of this week's Frankfurt Motor Show was electrification. Sure, there was the new Land Rover Defender, however, a new electric car from Volkswagen, the ID3, and Porsche's first all-electric sports car, the Taycan, stole the show. For Volkswagen, still battling the bad images of Dieselgate in 2015, the ID3 is said to be a game-changer for the German company. It doesn't hit showrooms in Europe until mid-next year. Much the same length as the current Golf, but wider and taller, it will come with three battery packs, providing ranges of 330 to 550 Ks. Price again is the Achilles heel for early adopters, with the smallest battery pack, the VW ID3, will sell in Germany for the equivalent of $48,000 Australian. The most affordable local Golf by comparison is $24,990. The electric Porsche Taycan will come in two high-powered models, the Turbo and Turbo S, the latter becoming the most powerful in the sports car maker's portfolio. With a 94 kilowatt-hour battery and synchronised motors front and rear, it produces up to 560 kilowatts of power, 1,050 newton metres of torque. Acceleration to 100 k's, quoted at an eye-popping 2.8 seconds. As to the new Land Rover Defender, different but appealing, and as I said, a real game-changer for the Defender, which had to meet today's stringent safety standards. I'm David Berthon.